Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
In the second inning, it looked from the dugout that there was a substance on his neck. You could see it. I could see it from the dugout. It was confirmed by a number of camera angles in the ballpark.
That's Red Sox manager John Farrell commenting on this week's pine tar incident that saw Yankees pitcher Michael Pineda get tossed from the game and ultimately suspended, proving once again the Yankees suck. That's the number 10, being a Bostonian. I have to start with that, right? Major League Baseball, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to go through an hour of the top talk topics of the week, as we do every week at this time, reviewing what happened this past week, the week ending Friday, April 25th. I'm Doug Steffen here as we go through all of the big hits, the most talked about items, according to the review that's been done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the oversight that's provided. That's a good name for it. I guess it is a good word for it. Oversight of the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs and stations and hosts all across the country. That's how we come up with this list every week. And we're going from number 10 to number 1. Major League Baseball is half of number 10. The other item sharing the number 10 spot this week is the Boston Marathon. So sports front and center here. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe about the race that was run this year, the Boston Marathon 2014.
People came back in droves after the bombing last year that killed 3 and injured so many more, and proved that the spirit of that event and that city and this country to some degree is resilient indeed. Bob Ryan has covered many of these, well, far less eventful ones than this one, or far less significant. How was it, Bob?
Well, the scene was predictably upbeat and festive. I was at the ballpark, actually, which, of course, as you know, was only a sacrifice fly from Kenmore Square and the 1 mile mark, 25-mile mark of the race.
That's right.
So I came out after the game, and, you know, you would see those four-hour people coming by, which is the heart and soul of the marathon.
Yep.
Four-hour people.
That was about my range. I was in the heart and soul of it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, that's what, and people, believe me, we're getting the encouragement that you remember.
That's right.
That's the full flavor of the marathon. Yeah. Those elite runners are just in memory by that time. They've come across it at between 10 after 12 and 20 after 12, and now it's getting on 3 o'clock, and it's 4 hours, it's 5 hours into the race at that point. So anyway, you know the drill. It was a great day, and thank God nothing bad has happened. And an American on top of it, where a woman wins the women's wheelchair, American, and then Meb, and don't get me to try to pronounce his last name,
yeah,
our boy Meb.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, though, it's a funny thing, though. You'll love this. I'm at the ballpark, and like, this being 2014, we've got great video capabilities, and they show now they show the winner of the men's race, and his face is up there, and there's no, and I'm in the ballpark now, and there's no tag on it. But I see a man of color, and people showing. Nobody's, there's no reaction. I mean, 35,000, there is zero reaction. They see a, you know, they figured it was just another Kenyan, right? They have no idea. Then they flash, it's Meb, our boy, our American, who came here when he was 12 years old, now, USA, which I hate that.
Yeah.
And, stop it. You didn't even know who we, well, I didn't either, I'll
right.
be honest.
Right.
So that was a little moment.
Number 9.
Host Mike Russell and Pamela Hughes dealing with the Arizona Veterans Administration scandal. Man, what an outrage this is. Every American, in my estimation, ought to be ashamed of the way the Veterans Administration, in general, is handling things with our veterans. But this was specific to Phoenix. Apparently, they're keeping a secret list of veterans waiting for treatment. At least 40 veterans have died while waiting for treatment or even to get analyzed.
this situation with the VA hospitals, as we've seen, maybe up to 40 deaths are being claimed or being, credited with this secondary list of patients, people that were dying on a waiting list panel.
Right. So now what we've got is we've got our two senators. We've got Senator John McCain and Jeff Flake. They're calling for this investigation. They want some hearings to find out why this happened, that supposedly 400 of our veterans right here in Arizona apparently died while waiting for those medical appointments. And this is being focused at the Phoenix VA Medical Center.
Right. Now, John McCain says that we've simply lost confidence.
It's obvious that the Phoenix VA has lost confidence of the community of veterans here in Arizona.
And it's time to do something about it. Jeff Flake followed up talking about secret books.
Well, serious charges that secret books were kept and that access should have been given that wasn't, and that may have led to death.
Pamela, the secret books that he's talking about are essentially lists of patients that weren't being seen, that were kept on a different list to give the impression that there wasn't a long waiting list.
They're cooking the books.
They're definitely cooking the books, is what they're being accused of.
Accused.
We do not have proof of this. That's why they're calling for Senate hearings. Now, I want to ask, is this an Arizona issue? Pamela, do we need to get the feds involved here, or do we need to take care of our own business before we send it up to mom and dad?
I think you need to figure out what's truly going on here before you kick it up to mom and dad. You kind of handle things within the family first.
Right.
See if there is a fire. Right now, there's some smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's see if and where there's a fire burning. And apparently, Senator John McCain has set up a couple people to handle these issues, a couple people here in Arizona and a couple people in D.C. to help out. And he said that he's appalled by the number of phone calls and contact that he's had with veterans that have said that the VA in Phoenix was just waiting and hoping that these men and women would die and be one less burden to the system.
Oh, my goodness.
These are the men and women who put their lives on the line for this country. We know that PTSD is a big problem when they come back. We know that IEDs and not just the mental anguish, but the physical anguish as well, mm-hmm. when they come back to the United States is a problem. We need to support and rally around them and not necessarily tell them you're on your own and hope for the worst, because that's at least the image that's being painted right now.
Unbelievable. It really is. What a disgrace. These people should be fired at best and sent to jail. This kind of stuff keeps going on and on and on. And you know it's because the country is too big. Can't handle all of the things that are necessary to manage a country like this. And without any managerial experience, which is the story of this particular administration especially, you get what you get. But it's rampant, and it isn't just because of this administration. It just is worse because of this administration. Up next, number 8 on the countdown. Stand by.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49, plus more deals at your local store. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
It's National Park Week, a time each year when we celebrate America's more than 400 national parks. Can't get to any of them? Not to worry. Airwick, the company known for keeping homes smelling clean and fresh, is bringing them home to you with the return of their National Park Collection in partnership with the National Park Foundation. Lifestyle expert Amy Goodman.
Airwick crafted fragrances inspired by the rare essence of our national parks. The new spring collection includes 4 limited edition scents, Yosemite, Channel Islands, Biscayne, and Gulf Islands, as well as returning scents, American Samoa, Great Smoky Mountains, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii.
Channel Islands is a clean scent inspired by the pristine coastal waters and rare silver lotus blossoms. Yosemite, wild strawberries fuse with soothing mists of mountain rain. Gulf Islands that smell like white sandy beaches and seashores. And Biscayne, sun-kissed citrus paired with wild orchid blossoms.
For about $5.99 each, you can be transported to one of your favorite parks.
Available in scented oils and fresh Matic spray refills. Check out airwick.us.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Number 8.
Number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Supreme Court and the story of the legitimizing of the vote in Michigan on affirmative action. Here our host, Mike Stone, Bill McAllister, talking to legal analyst Charlie Langton about this.
The Supreme Court decision, is there anything the other side can do?
No, they're stuck. That's it. I mean, the Supreme Court ruled, so right now the issue is you cannot use race if you want to go to college admission. I mean, that's the way it is. Now, some people will argue that the ACT scores, the SAT scores are discriminatory, and that people who are minorities, they don't get the same kind of education mm-hmm. as someone that is a privileged someone. And there may be some merit to that.
There
but
is.
You cannot, at least now, but the Supreme Court said that the voters of Michigan spoke, and there's nothing illegal or unconstitutional about the voters voting on this issue.
Okay, so if they say the voters voted.
Aha. Uh-huh. I know what you're going to ask me.
Where does that take you to the gay marriage issue?
There's a difference.
Okay.
And I believe the difference is, and if you take a look at the, remember, there has not been a gay marriage case that has gone to the Supreme Court yet. I do think we'll get one, but not yet. But the bottom line here is the Supreme Court said, yes, voters can vote on things that are constitutional. And as far as there's no rational base, there's no reason to discriminate against people if you're black and white. No reason to discriminate. Why should black people get more of a preference, say, than white people? Okay, same thing with the gay marriage. Why should there be discrimination between gay people and straight people? And so to me, I can use that same logic in the gay marriage case, that voters can only vote on things that are not discriminatory. And if you believe that gay people are being discriminated against, that is something that should not be voted on. And I kind of think that's the way the Supreme Court will rule. It's kind of the way the lower courts have ruled on this gay marriage. So yes, voters are great. People can vote on anything, but it's got to be constitutional to begin with.
And I don't know the answer, but whether affirmative action stays, or in this case it's, you know, the ban was upheld and the people's what they voted for is staying, someone's getting screwed over.
Well, the essence of somebody getting screwed over has to do with how you look at affirmative action one way or another, but that wasn't the real issue, and a lot of people have just not gotten what the real issue was. The real issue the Supreme Court decided on had nothing to do with affirmative action, had to do with your right to vote and choose and make decisions at the ballot box, which they have upheld, which is good, in my opinion. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 7.
All right, number 7 this week has to do with the Federal Communications Commission and so-called net neutrality. If you understand it, it's good for you. If you don't understand it, maybe you'll get a primer by listening to this excerpt from a talk radio program hosted by Ben Cruz and Jack Tomczyk. They are talking to one of their callers about the FCC getting involved in the battle over net neutrality.
I don't want the government to get involved. And that's what the government is doing. They're getting involved. What I would like is for a company to come in and say, we're going to do it cheaper and better than everybody else. And then this isn't an issue, because then you don't have... then you don't have a monopoly deciding it's going to make money on every single transaction.
I have a question, Ben.
What's going on?
You say you don't want the government to get involved. By passing net neutrality or by rejecting net neutrality, which outcome means the government gets less involved?
Here's what I want.
No, answer my question. Which outcome is better in terms of the government not being involved?
The government not being involved in this case means a monopoly gets more involved, and I don't like that. The whole idea of government control of business is because of the trusts, is because of the trust busting.
How would you vote on it?
In abstention.
God, that's so bad. You're the worst.
This is why I'm not going to get elected to anything. I don't know enough about the actual legalese. I don't know anything about the actual law and legislation that would have to get passed to do whatever on this. I think this issue is a distraction from the larger issue.
It's still out there. It's still going
to
be voted.
I know that, but if we keep... Comcast wants you to argue about net neutrality, because then you're not asking the question, why aren't there more cable companies in my area? It doesn't...
So neither outcome is good.
No, what I'm saying is if I had more options for my cable and internet dollar, we wouldn't have monopolies pushing companies around like this. They would find ways to make the service cheaper for everybody, the people that are putting the data online and the people that are pulling the data through the tubes. But because it's a monopoly, they get to charge everybody whatever they want, and you don't have any choice.
There's something to that argument. Okay, let's review where we are to this point. Sports Talk Radio at number 10. the situation with the Supreme Court and affirmative action. Oh, that's number eight. Number nine, the Arizona Veterans Administration scandal. Number eight is Supreme Court. Number seven, the FCC and net neutrality. We'll be getting to number six, five, four, three, two, and one coming up. As a matter of fact, our poll at DougStephan.com, something you might want to pay attention to. The top ten, say it again, Doug, top ten talk topics of the week listed at DougStephan.com. We're interested in finding out from you which is the most important one. Is it the marathon and sports, things that are going on sports talk radio? Is it the Arizona scandal, the VA scandal? Is it the Supreme Court action on voting? The FCC and net neutrality? The South Korean ferry disaster? President Obama's trip to Asia? The drone strikes in Yemen? 2016 presidential race? Obamacare? Or the situation in the Ukraine? That's the order. Number one is Ukraine. Number 10 is Boston Marathon. Tell us which one you think is the most important. As far as people are concerned, the list this week at number 10, Charles Edwards, Sharon Hellman is at 9, Tom Wheeler at 8, John Boehner at 7, Joe Biden at 6, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz with Paul Ryan number 5, Chelsea Clinton 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Vladimir Putin, Pookin Putin at 2, and the President, Barack Obama, number 1. The list of people, stories, topics, hot hits, continuing on this week's Talk Radio. The Talk Radio Countdown, Talk Radio Review, whichever you prefer.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Huya and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Number six, as our pursuit continues, find out what's going on in the world of conversation radio, so-called political talk radio. That's it, the hot hits. Number six has to do with that South Korean ferry disaster. Here's King La, a reporter, working on the developments, the latest developments in the South Korean ferry disaster.
The first call for help came not from the captain, but from a boy on board. The South Korean Coast Guard tells CNN that call happened a full 3 minutes before the ship's crew made its first distress call. More grim news from the search zone as search and rescue divers plunge into the cold, murky water, hoping to find survivors nearly a week after the tragedy. The search here is dangerous. Divers swim down more than 100 feet, following guide ropes that lead them into the submerged ferry, where they can barely see a foot in front of them. The low visibility and debris make it nearly impossible for them to find their way around. Authorities say the efforts are still a search and rescue operation, but no survivors have been found since 174 people were rescued last week, soon after the ferry went down. Divers entered the ship's cafeteria on the third floor Tuesday and continue their focus on the third and fourth levels inside the lounge and cabin areas where they believe many of the students are located. The tough conditions and high body count are taking a toll on divers.
The conditions are so bad, my heart aches. We're going in thinking there may be survivors. When we have to come back with nothing, we can't even face the families.
Meanwhile, two more crew members were arrested Tuesday, bringing the total of those facing charges to 9. Their heads bowed and covered, they said they tried to reach the lifeboats as the ship was tilting over.
But we slipped, so we could not do that.
Chung-hae-ji Marine, the ferry operator, has posted an apology on its website. We prostrate ourselves before the victims' families and beg for forgiveness, the website said. We beg for forgiveness from the victims' families and pray for the dead. Small consolation to family members on the shore, called into white dome tents to identify the remains of their loved ones.
Number five, the president is visiting a number of countries, 8-day trip to Asia. Here's host Doug McKelvin with Debbie Monterey talking to Mark Smith, who is with the president correspondent, about the items on the agenda during this Far East tour.
I'm going to be calling this the President Obama 2014 handholding tour. What do you think?
Well, I think that's pretty
pretty good, and you probably could have applied that to the last tour he took, last month when he went to Europe, when he was reassuring the NATO and other European allies about America's support in the face of Russia and Ukraine. Here he's talking about reassuring the Asian allies in the face of a newly assertive China and the possible precedent that Russia and Ukraine set for settling territorial disputes unilaterally. So, yeah, the president's going to be talking to the allies about that, about trade, about global warming, and about a lot of other stuff. But he's looking over his shoulder at Ukraine, you bet.
Let's talk a little bit about trade, because we just had a report that Toyota, once again, the world's largest automaker, General Motors coming in second. I'm sure autos and the Trans-Pacific Partnership are going to come up at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. This is this agreement that's supposed to include a dozen nations in this part of the world, including Japan, in a free trade, a largely free trade zone that the president believes is going to be a huge boost to the U.S. economy if it can be successfully negotiated. Congressional Democrats are very dubious, and they have so far blocked fast-track authority on this. But the president is hoping that the talks with the Japanese on autos and especially on agriculture and some other sectors will bear fruit. They've been working on it running up to this trip and will be probably continuing through the trip. If the Japanese angle can be unlocked, it is possible that this accord could be nailed down by the end of the year. Whether Congress passes it, though, that's another question.
Number four on the countdown this week, host Bridget Quinn and Wayne Cabot talking about the deadly Afghanistan hospital attack. You understand what went on over there. If you haven't heard the story, this is their conversation with a reporter named Juan Zarate about the American doctors who got killed in this hospital in Kabul.
Three American doctors serving at a hospital in Kabul killed when an Afghan security guard opened fire on them today. CBS News senior national security analyst Juan Zarate says there's a lot of anti-West sentiment there.
There's no question that the Taliban and the extremist forces do not like the West and want to kick the U.S., NATO forces and anything that smells of the outside world out of Afghanistan. But you do have these episodes where supposedly allied individuals within the Afghan security services are turning on U.S. and other individuals.
But he says incidents like this aren't always just the Taliban taking aim at the West.
You've had disgruntled individuals, a little bit akin to workplace violence type incidents. You've had individuals who've turned over time and grown more radicalized and grown to despise sort of their Western counterparts. In some cases, you've had Taliban sympathizers or individuals who have infiltrated and have committed these attacks. And so there's kind of the full spectrum of activities. And the reality is you've got a lot of weapons in that environment. You've got a lot of tension.
Zarate says the best way to guard against attacks like these are to screen security candidates carefully and then keep up a dialogue with them to make sure things don't change.
It raises, again, the question of what does stability longer term in Afghanistan look like? What does the phased withdrawal of U.S. troops look like, not just this year, but what happens in 2015, 2016? A lot of that has to do with the ability of NGOs, doctors, civilian sector employees from the West actually maintaining a presence and continuing to serve in Afghanistan. And if that's put at risk, you really do begin to see the devolution of a stable Afghanistan. It already has problems, but you can imagine things that are worse.
Okay, so there are two adjuncts to the number four item this week. Not only the Afghanistan hospital attack is in the forefront, but also those drone strikes in Yemen. Here's host Bill Carroll talking to counterterrorism expert Aaron Cohen about a possible meeting of al-Qaeda members and attacks and drone strikes that were going on in Yemen.
You have this alleged high-level meeting in Yemen of high-ranking al-Qaeda members. Happens out in the open. They send out video. How could the U.S. not know about it? Why wasn't something done? A few days later, 30 or so militants killed in drone strikes in a battle with Yemeni forces. And now, maybe they got the mastermind of the underwear bomb plot in a battle between U.S.-backed special forces and al-Qaeda members a couple of days later. It's just all coming out. One little bit at a time. What do you make of all of this? Let's start with this. Do you think that there really was a high-level meeting, like a conference of al-Qaeda members, and that the United States intelligence community didn't know about it?
It's possible.
just because it's impossible to track every meeting when you're dealing with a terrorist network that is well funded, capable, understands the old tradecraft of you know, the spy business, which is how they move bits and pieces of information around. It's a hard network to penetrate. It's, you know, we're 10, 12 years, 13 years after the 9/11 attacks, and it takes time to develop those sources. So I believe that it's absolutely possible that there was a high-level meeting that the Americans did not know about. But what we saw and what we're seeing now with this special operations mission is the result of the information getting out, getting to them quickly, and them responding timely. So that's the way this business works. So I do believe that the meeting could have potentially happened without us knowing about it. And there could be dozens of other meetings happening as we speak.
All right, so the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we have numbers 3, numbers 2, and number 1 to deal with. We're going to do that as we continue here. I'm Doug Steffen on your weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Call the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49, plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements, because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at guitarcenter.com.
It's National Park Week, a time each year when we celebrate America's more than 400 national parks. Can't get to any of them? Not to worry. Airwick, the company known for keeping homes smelling clean and fresh, is bringing them home to you with the return of their National Park Collection in partnership with the National Park Foundation. Lifestyle expert Amy Goodman.
Airwick crafted fragrances inspired by the rare essence of our national parks. The new spring collection includes 4 limited edition scents, Yosemite, Channel Islands, Biscayne, and Gulf Islands, as well as returning scents, American Samoa, Great Smoky Mountains, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii.
Channel Islands is a clean scent inspired by the pristine coastal waters and rare silver lotus blossom. Yosemite, wild strawberries fuse with soothing mists of mountain rain. Gulf Islands that smell like white sandy beaches and seashores. And Biscayne, sun-kissed citrus paired with wild orchid blossoms.
For about $5.99 each, you can be transported to one of your favorite parks.
Available in scented oils and fresh matic spray refills. Check out airwick.us.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win!
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Number 3.
At number 3 on the countdown this week, the presidential race 2.5 years out from our affiliate, The Truth, 104.1 in Tucson. Host John Justice talking to political analyst S.E. Cupps about Chelsea Clinton's pregnancy and how it's already being used against Hillary Clinton, who hasn't even announced she's going to run yet.
You have a new New York Daily News column out. Stop politicizing Chelsea Clinton's baby. I want to start with a new conspiracy that I want to team up with you to spread.
Okay.
You ready? The Clintons actually got together. They teamed up to plan a Chelsea Clinton pregnancy at this time, knowing that people would go and say it was a conspiracy to make everybody look stupid and Hillary Clinton look great.
That's really meta. That's like, you're not quite on the level of the people who,
right,
whose conspiracy theory is that they planned this pregnancy,
right,
to coincide with 2016. You're not quite there.
No.
You're above that.
Right.
There's still a level of planning to this.
Yeah. They got together to plan a pregnancy to make that happen so that
people like Steve Malzberg,
right,
would be like,
right,
talking about the conspiracy that they planned it.
We're going to give people the opportunity to be stupid through this conspiracy. And this may be the first time I've ever been meta. So you know what?
Wow.
I feel accomplished at this point in time, Messy Cup.
It was meta. But that's really not following the advice of my colleagues. It's doing the opposite. You're just like adding a layer.
That's true.
What I tell people not to do. No, I mean, honestly, it's sort of inevitable, right? Because Hillary Clinton is probably running for president, and this news is already being politicized by both sides. I mean, it's not just Steve Malzberg on the right who had that insane conspiracy theory that it was timed, and he said it badly, and it was, I thought, incredibly offensive and stupid. But it's also the folks on the left who want to make this like the second coming of the baby Jesus, and the thing that is going to make Hillary, like all of Hillary's problems go away. Like whatever was keeping Hillary from getting elected in 2016, this baby solves it all. And that's ridiculous as well. So I just, in thinking back to some of the campaigns that I've covered and the campaigns that I remember and some of the terrible treatment of political kids, whether it was Sarah Palin's son Trigg or John McCain's daughter Bridget, his adopted daughter Bridget, or even just recently the Melissa Harris Perry mocking of Mitt Romney's African-American grandchild. I mean, that stuff is so grotesque and such a terrible reflection of our political and media process that I was just hoping maybe just once, maybe just this one kid could be spared from that politicization. But you've already ruined it.
Number two, the focus on the Affordable Health Care Act. Here's host Howie Carr talking to Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire about how she's fighting her good fight against Obamacare.
You've been fighting Obamacare with the medical device taxes, which has been a real horror show for both Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
No, it is a horror show. And let me just tell you about a company I visited yesterday in New Hampshire, Novacure, doing great work, life-saving device that has been effective and helped on glioblastoma cancer, really aggressive form of brain cancer, and now they're looking to try it on other cancers. And the medical device tax, 2.3% tax on revenue, brand company that's never made
on
money.
On all revenue.
And this is what it means to that company, Howie. So this year they'll pay $1.3 million in that tax. They could do 4 clinical trials on applying this technology to different kinds of cancer and seeing, you know, and helping save people's lives. And that makes it very real. It's revenue, all revenue. They've never made a profit. This is about a startup, so it's a tax on innovation and making sure people in this country have the best medical device taxes, best medical devices to save lives. But let me tell you one other Obamacare
horror story. Yeah.
So I know you love to come up to New Hampshire. Our ski areas, I heard from a manager of one of our ski areas that the ski areas are thinking of shortening their ski season,
right,
and their summer seasons because of the way that seasonal employees are defined under Obamacare.
Brilliant, huh? Let's hear it from Obamacare. All right. Number one coming up next on the countdown. Stay tuned. I'm Doug Steffen.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
No surprise here. Russian aggression in Ukraine. Troops being sent to Poland, etc., etc. Number one this week on the countdown. Here's host Jeff Tyson talking to political strategist Kamara Clifton about Vice President Biden's trip to the Ukraine this past week and what, if anything, was accomplished by it.
Do you believe this is really doing anything to help the situation?
Well, I think the situation for Biden has improved because he got some media coverage that wasn't about him being completely stupid. the two things that he said, though, while he was there, which is interesting, both one just funnier than the other, is that he met, before he met with the prime minister, he talked to, I think, four candidates for that position. And he said to them, I hope that you're more successful in your presidential bids than I've been in both of mine. And, you know, bless their hearts, they don't want to turn out like him. But the other thing that he said to the leader of the Ukraine, which is interesting but doesn't really mean much, is that their problems could be over if they would just unleash their energy resources. Well, isn't that amazing, given that we can't get the Keystone Pipeline even back on the table until after the midterms?
Yeah. He's all about shutting it down here.
Yes, of course. But all of those things, honestly, they don't really make one ounce of difference. It's just theater. It's political theater. And the reason, JT, is that Russia cannot afford, by their own standards, they have three things that they measure the strength of Mother Russia by. And one of them, which actually might be the most important, is the position of Russia in the world. And letting the Ukraine be part of a European, thought process,
right,
political allowance, whatever it is is the most important thing they have to overcome. So on their domestic policy and their foreign policy, getting the Ukraine back into, Soviet control, that is the single most important thing that will happen.
All right. Also, as the coverage of this is very important this week and a lot of conversation about it, here to prove that, host Terry Boyd with Bob Costantini, a reporter over there, about the troops that are being sent into Poland.
We have 150 soldiers that we have in Poland.
Yeah.
What message
arrived?
Right. What message is that sending to the world when there's 40,000 Russian soldiers? I mean, I can do math. That doesn't seem like it's going to work.
Well, the Russian soldiers, of course, are massed along the border with Ukraine, and there's some debate, obviously, in Ukraine as to whether or not Russian forces, special forces in particular, are helping foment this ongoing anti-Kiev, Russian-leaning, the militants there who want, in a sense, to break away from Ukraine and align with Russia. The troops going to Poland, it's 150 paratroopers who have arrived in Poland, are going to be getting a series of military exercises. But it's just designed, in a sense, to reassure some of the NATO allies who are right there in the shadow of Ukraine that the United States and one would assume the West along with them are, ready to back them if Russia has further designs and does, any kind of further invasion into Ukraine and eastern Ukraine, of course, especially. Ukraine, obviously, Gary Matt, is not a NATO ally.
I understand what they're trying to do there, but the world is watching, and like I said, I'm an everyday guy. That wouldn't make me feel like we were committing to our NATO allies with 150 soldiers. I can't wrap my head around the math. Is there some underlying thing that I'm missing, and that the circles of friends that I have, we're all 150? That has to be a typo. That can't be right.
Well, it's not designed in a sense to match soldier for soldier, if you will, if you want to put it that way, to what Russia has supposedly amassed along the border. These are paratroopers, by the way, are coming from Italy, NATO bases in Italy and other places in Europe. But this is an attempt to put more Americans, and it is. It's not a man-for-man kind of situation, but it's just an attempt to try to deliver some kind of message, not only to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which are the other countries that are going to be seeing some U.S. Forces there to help them train and engage in exercises. The message really is designed to go to President Putin in Moscow and say, look, we know how you seem to want to try to recreate much of the Soviet Union and the spheres of influence and all those old Cold War terms that if you're old enough to remember that sort of stuff. It's just designed to send some kind of message to him. Whether or not he really gets it or whether or not he understands, obviously remains to be seen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here for this hour of the review of what's going on in the wonderful world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.